As you bring this feeling of beauty, appreciation to the presence of others, people are inclined to see themselves as you see them. They feel attractive and better about themselves as they circulate that higher energy of beauty. When people feel beautiful, they act in beautiful ways. And finally, your presence instills health rather than sickness. You know that your physical self is inspired by a divine force that beats its heart, digests its food, grows its fingernails, and that this same force is receptive to endlessly abundant health. When you bring to the presence of others a healthy appreciation for the miracle that your body represents, you diffuse their efforts to dwell on disease, ill health, and deterioration. In fact, the higher your energy field resonates, the more you're able to impact others with your own healing energy. Become aware of your own amazing capacity to affect the healing and health of those around you simply by the silent presence of your high energy connection to intention. This is a literal energy that emanates from you. In the hopes that you will recognize the importance of raising your energy level, I'm going to conclude this chapter with a look at how our entire civilization is impacted when energy levels are synchronized with the source of our creation. This will require of you an open mind and a bit of stretching, perhaps, on your part. However, it's something that I know to be true, and I'd be remiss if I left it out. It may appear peculiar or maybe even a little outlandish to some who fail to see the ways in which all of us on this planet are connected and therefore impact each other from distances not discernible by our senses. Your impact on the consciousness of all of humanity. Many years ago, I was with one of my daughters as she completed a lengthy program in the wilderness to help her deal more effectively with some of her teenage dilemmas. The last thing the counselor at the wilderness camp said to her was, "Remember at all times that what you think and what you do affects other people." This is true even beyond the impact we have on our friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers. I believe that we impact all of humanity. Thus, as you listen to this section, keep in mind that what you think and do affects all other people. In the book I mentioned earlier, Power vs. Force, by Dr. David Hawkins, he writes, quote, "In this interconnected universe, every improvement we make in our private world improves the world at large for everyone. We all float on the collective level of consciousness of mankind, so that any increment we add comes back to us. We all add to our common buoyancy by our efforts to benefit life. It is a scientific fact that what is good for you is good for me," unquote. Dr. Hawkins has backed up his remarks and conclusions with 29 years of hard research, which I invite you to examine if you're so inclined. I'll briefly summarize some of these conclusions and how they relate to the impact you have on others when you're connected to intention. In essence, every single person, as well as large groups of people, can be calibrated for their energy levels. Generally speaking, low-energy people cannot distinguish truth from a falsehood. They can be told how to think, who to hate, who to kill, and they can be herded into a groupthink mentality based on such trivial details as what side of the river they were born on, what their parents and their grandparents believed, the shape of their eyes, and hundreds of other factors having to do with appearance and total identification with their material world. Hawkins tells us that approximately 87% of humanity calibrates at a collective energy level that weakens them. The higher up the ladder of frequency vibration, the fewer people there are in those high levels. The highest levels are represented by the truly great persons who originated spiritual patterns that multitudes have followed throughout the ages. They're associated with divinity, and they set in motion attractor energy fields that influence all of humankind. Just below the energy level of pure enlightenment are the energy levels associated with the experience designated as transcendence, or self-realization, or even God consciousness. Here's where those who are called saintly reside. Just below this level is the place of pure joy, and the hallmark of this state is compassion. Those who attain this level have more of a desire to use their consciousness for the benefit of life rather than for particular individuals. Below these supremely high levels, which few ever attain in a permanent way, are the levels of unconditional love, kindness, acceptance of everyone, beauty appreciation, and on a more limited but nonetheless profound level, all of the seven faces of intention described in the opening chapters of this program. Below the levels of energy that strengthen us are the low energy levels of anger and fear and grief, apathy, guilt, hatred, judgment, and shame, all of which weaken and impact us in such a way as to inhibit our connection to the universal energy level of intention. What I'd like you to do here is to take a leap of faith with me while I present a few of the conclusions that Dr. Hawkins came to in his second book called The Eye of the Eye.